Chilling Show continues here. It's a Wild Wednesday edition of the program. I don't think I had a chance to say that yet. We were just off to such a roaring start. And we continue with Carmen Villani, a 1976 graduate of the Virginia Military Institute, with an update on things. He's been a guest here periodically over the past year or so. Lots of things happening, and we wanted to bring you up to speed. And Carmen, welcome back to the Chilling Show. Always good to have you with us.
Rob, it's a pleasure to be with you today, and thanks again for the opportunity to speak with your audience.
There's a couple things going on that I want to get to, and we'll get as much as we can in the limited time that we have. But the first one is the assault on the Cadet newspaper and the assault on free speech. If you would first give us just a little bit of background, maybe the history of the Cadet.
Yes, sir. Well, the Cadet was kind of revitalized back in 2021, and it was set up as a kind of an independent newspaper, kind of separate from VMI.
Mm-hmm.
And that has created some real problems because, as I have seen it, a lot of what's going on at VMI with regard to the officials is just to control the narrative. When you have an independent newspaper operating, you have a challenge in controlling the narrative. So there's also been challenge to whether or not the cadets themselves have editorial control over the newspaper, and despite being repeatedly told that they do. So what really came to the surface here recently was the Virginia Press Association recognized the Cadet newspaper for the outstanding news reporting they have done, and they received this prestigious award that has never been given to a student newspaper in 75 years. So the controversy has now been generated as a result. Well, what kind of involvement did VMI officials have in generating a questioning of whether or not they deserve the award, which kind of centered mostly around whether or not there was plagiarism, whether or not there was, you know, editorial control by the cadets themselves. And you know, so that came up to the surface, and there was the question is, okay, how did this get generated? And so the Virginia Press Association kind of looked into it, hired an independent lawyer. And the independent lawyer ruled that they should maintain that award that was given to them. And there was articles put forth in both the Washington Post and the Cardinal News calling to question this. And so there was a July 13th executive meeting in which one of the members of the executive committee, Mr. Gottwald, raised the issue and called the question, what was the objective of VMI's involvement in putting forth information that contributed to these very negative articles with regard to VMI? And the communications director, as well as the superintendent, really didn't have a response for it. And then it was the president of the Board of Visitors that intervened and said, okay, this is a discussion that needs to be in a different setting. So that kind of generated the concern and a petition to say, listen, we need to have independent and open and fair investigation. And anyone in your audience that may be interested in seeing the petition and more background information can go to www.thecadetfoundation.org. And there's plenty of information there that, you know, will guide the reader through what generated all this and a petition which now stands over 1,900 supporters. And if anything else, there is a video clip of that executive committee meeting, which I would urge everyone to look at to see why there is such concern about what VMI is doing with regard to the Cadet newspaper and the infringement on free speech.
Got just a couple minutes left with Carmen Villani.